8 kilometers of golden beaches, safe sea for many activities. It's a perfect destination, a capital of disco, entertainment, many activities on the beach and in the sea resort. But also Grado, the Golden Island, or the Sea Island, the Sun Island, sorry, is a very nice, tiny, cozy village. And you can see some pictures of the lagoon here behind. The Grado and the Marano Lagoon. But Friuli Venezia Giulia is also a perfect destination for those people who love outdoor activities, trekking, biking, climbing, horse riding. Well, as a matter of fact, Friuli Venezia Giulia will host the World Hang Glider Cup in 2019. And we have a lot to offer for active lovers, such as the cycling routes, for any kind of scenario. Yeah, I have to say, it took me almost 1 hour and a half to reach Manhattan from JFK. Okay? In 1 hour and a half by car, you can cross the entire region. Okay? So passing from the Dolomites, and the Julian Alps down to the sea. Just looking for parks, lagoons, this coast, and the mountains, and back in one day. So, this is, just to mention one cycling route, the Alpe Adria cycling route runs from Salzburg in Austria down to the sea, Grado, I was mentioning before, presenting you. So from the Austria we have a lot of cross-cultural projects, and this is one. Here we are, sorry, the Alpe Adria bike path, I was mentioning. And this route, this cycling route, came it was included as the best, the winner of cycling route of the year in 2015, and in Amsterdam. While it was declared the Italian Green, it won the Italian Green Road Award last year in Italy. Hiking, another very important opportunity. For example, Carnia is in the north part of the region, and it's a paradise for hiking lovers, but also the Dolomites. This is another UNESCO heritage site of the region. A lot of trails, a lot of scenarios, very amazing, stunning scenarios. And another cross-cultural project, so the Alpe Adria Trail is a very special project that you can, from the highest mountain of Austria, the Glossglockner, you can reach the sea, Trieste and Muggia, bypassing three countries. Okay. Winter sport. A few years ago I came here, I presented the region, some of you were there, maybe you remember that I was walking by crutches because I broke my leg. It was a clear evidence that we have ski resorts in our region. It was amazing, New York by crutches. And we have 6 ski resorts in the Julian, Carnic, Alps, and the Dolomites. 6 ski resorts for any opportunity. Tarvisio is the biggest one. Zoncolan, which is also known because of the Giro d'Italia, maybe someone of you have heard about. Forni di Sopra, Piancavallo, Forni di Sopra e Piancavallo, not far away from the Dolomites area. Sauris and Sella Nevea.
Is it Cortina in the region?
No, this is Veneto, but close by, not far away. We have a Veneto ski resort, a national Veneto, from the Veneto region ski resort, Sappada, and with our ski, with the ski pass that you buy in Friuli Venezia, you can go even in Veneto and in Austria, you can ski. But not just skiing, sled dog. We have a sled dog school, Nordic walking excursion. We organize a lot of things. And now I would like to introduce you how to do it.
Me too.
Just a second. I would like to introduce Diana. She is the person in charge of the food and wine product.
I remember you too. How you doing?
Okay, so I'm very happy to be here because I think that this is the temple of food and wine, of Italian food and wine in New York. And our region is so little, but I'm so proud to be here to present our My Little Region. So, as Tatiana already said, our region is full of history, full of architecture, full of art, full of sport, but I think that the most important thing to see and to do in Friuli Venezia Giulia is to taste wine and food, and by tasting wine and food, discovering our region. So if you want to come to Friuli and you decide to go hiking, to go cycling, to go to the seaside, you couldn't step a taste of our food and wine. So, for example, you have to know that our region is the region that has got the most different grain varieties in Italy. So, you can find Merlot, you can find Pinot Grigio, but we have about 100 autochthonous varieties. Today, we will taste something of this. And another thing that I wanted to show you is the idea, this new project we have just made that is connected with this logo. You can see also in this display. There is a bottle and there is one line because that one is the wine and dine route. If you come to Friuli, you start with the wine. You make an itinerary that is one because our region is very little, and this itinerary can go across each other from the mountains to the sea. So you can decide to go to Friuli to discover a winery, a farm, or a restaurant. And the most important thing is that you get in touch with the producers, with the chefs, with the cookers, with the farmers. For us, it's very important to let you taste our food and wine, but it's more important to get in touch with our people. So in this video, you will have an idea of what is food and wine in our region. We have decided to divide the region in six itineraries. So if you come to Friuli, you can go to the mountain. There is no wine in the mountain for sure because it's too much cold in our region. But you can visit a cheese producer, you can visit a salami producer or prosciutto producer. And also down to the close to the seaside, you can find, for example, wine. Because, for example, I think one of the best varieties we have is Friulano, that is ex-Tokai. And the Friulano is produced in all the region except the mountains, but it's different if it's been cultivated on the hills or on the seaside. The smell is different because the soil is different. But except of wine, we have also a lot of products, so we can start with Friulano and San Daniele Ferro. We have five agricultural products with POD certification. Do you know POD? It's a European certification that says that if you want to have that certificate, all the process of production has to be made by handmade. So we have San Daniele Ferro. You know San Daniele Ferro? not Parma, Southern Italy.
We only have 5 years to learn.
Okay, we have Montalto cheese that is not Parmesan, no? Then we have also some olive oil, because close to Trieste we have a very beautiful hill land where there is some olive oil, not like in Tuscany or in Sicily, but we have olive oil. Then we have salami, and then we have also brovada. This is something very special. It's difficult to bring to Rio because we have a very small production, but it's like turnips aged in the wine. So it's something very with a lot of high acidity, and they go very good with salami.
Turnips,
yeah. And we also have formati Fran, formaggiosino, pittina, a lot. We have a slow food presidia, you know slow food presidia?
Yes.
But very small products that it's difficult to bring to New York, so you should come to Friuli, visit our region and get in touch with them. As regards wine, I would like to tell you something that maybe you don't know. And that in our region we produce about 80% of the rootstocks, you know rootstocks, of the total amount of Italy, and we produce about 25% of the rootstocks of the total amount in the world. So in our region they made the rootstocks that go all around the world. So you can we can say that I think more or less one rootstock every four comes from Friuli Venezia Giulia, and that is very important for us. So now we are going to taste three wines. You have tasted rosé. Take that glass of rosé. You still have some rosé in the glass?
Mm-hmm.
No, please. Okay, these three wines represent in some way our people. The first wine is rosé, and it's made 100% Merlot. Just think about Merlot, very strong, very hard wine.
Yeah,
but in this case, Merlot is very elegant. It's rosé, pink, very good aroma of pomegranate, lychee maybe at the nose. I don't know if you have did you smell the wine? Okay. If you want some more rosé, this wine could represent in some way the women of Friuli Venezia Giulia. Because women in Friuli Venezia Giulia are very strong, very strong like me. But it could be.
Here we get the second
elegant.
Two wires.
I mean,
for
in our region, we suffered a lot of poverty in the past. So women had to take care of the family, but also the agricultural stuff. So we are hard workers. So this is like a women. Then, and it comes from the southern part of the region. So the soil is completely different from the hills. It's a grape soil. Then you have Friulano. Everyone has got Friulano.
White.
So take that glass in your hand and try to smell the aroma of this wine. And Friulano has got a typical aroma of almond.
Okay.
So usually you can understand that this Friulano from that aroma. And it's the best wine for a pairing because it goes very good on this high acidity with the salami, but also with the Montalto cheese, and also with, for example, some fried fish like calamari. So the high acidity goes well with the fatness of the fried. We have prepared something a little surprise for you, and we have decided to let you show how we prepare our typical dish that is brico. Brico is a kind of pie made with potatoes and cheese, and as I'm not a good chef, we have decided to call an Italian chef who's working in New York, and he was born in Friuli Venezia Giulia, and so I'm very glad to present you Daniel Mezzolo. Daniel. And some years ago, we decided to go around the world to promote also the products of Julio Lanzadura and also his company in making so done with Julio.
Hi, good evening everybody. Thank you for coming tonight. It's actually for me it's a really pleasure to be here tonight because I feel almost close to home. I'm traveling a lot and I left my region, my Friuli, many years ago for to travel experience to see what's going around in the world for about knowledge about food, but all the time with me is come some piece of my region, from my roots, because Friuli have same what Diana said, it's beautiful, food and wine is amazing, and all the time in my menus, in my restaurants, all the time we have some little dishes from Friuli, because all the time I want to see how and present my clients what happened really in Friuli without losing the tradition, without losing my roots. So all the time is something in the menu, from a nice tagliolini with prosciutto San Daniele, nice frico, this pie I will show today. And some even desserts like a tiramisu, it's a classic from Friuli. So yeah, we have a different types of food from even influence, because from the north to the south of Friuli region is completely different typology of food, because you go from the mountains and you go to the sea. So it's all the time is interesting and to propose to my clients something different you never see around on the other restaurants, because I really specifically go deep on the traditional roots and with the traditional ingredients. Sometimes it's difficult to find the right ingredient, but when I arrive here in New York, it's easy because a lot of imports great products is coming from Friuli. And all the time I want my clients enjoy something different. Even sometimes it's difficult to propose something, even the names, frico, what's frico in the menu? People, oh, okay, give me a steak at the fair, because maybe they don't sound right the name. But at one point when I try to propose and try to push to try something different, they're coming back for purely food. And it's really nice. So and today I would like to show how to do this frico, this pie, this cheese, a cheese potato pie, really simple but super traditional of our region. And if you want come over to close to the kitchen, I will do some simple demo, and after of course I have some extra piece for everybody to try. Yes.
Where is your restaurant here in New York or there?
Now in New York here I'm working for Cecconi's.
Okay.
In Dumbo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can come and